Our next batch of stories include a dodgy knee brace hides drugs, a board game firm hopes to hit the jackpot amid a TV show's big success, and a city suburb is set for a 5G access boost as a 20-metre mast is planned.
Those living near a city suburb could be about to get faster internet as a new 5G mast is planned. The new 20-metre pole would be built in Wilberforce Road in the West Earlham area of the city. Plans would see more people able to pick up faster internet speeds around the city's western outskirts. It comes after plans were put to Norwich City Council by CK Hutchinson Networks to build the mast with accompanying equipment cabinets.
City folk have come to the evening news in their droves in a bid to get their bugbears sorted. From trimming back unruly bushes and cutting down dangerous trees to restoring missing yellow lines and sorting eyesore potholes, we've had a hand in helping to fix many things. The We'll Sort It campaign was launched in October 2021 to throw the weight of the paper behind problems that matter to our readers and listeners. It all started when this paper helped get City Hall's clock ticking again after being stuck at the time of 5:50 following a malfunction. Brenda Warne of Ruskin Road near Eaton Park alerted us to a strip of acacia trees near her home bearing long hanging branches with thorns measuring up to 3 inches long. Fearing that the trees were deadly and could cause injury, Norfolk County Council then sent in a cherry picker to tackle the protruding branches. Over in Thorpe St Andrew, neighbours Pamela Beer and Keith and Teresa Snelling were equally concerned about trees outside their properties, this time sycamores growing out of the pavement in Margaretson Avenue. The trees, known to be more than 50 years old, had been neglected for a number of years and were in need of pollarding, with leaves falling from the branches posing a slip risk. And Val Humphrey's 5-year battle to fill a hole blocking her garage came to an end in 2022 after multiple attempts to rid her property of the problem. The fence made accessing her garage and her car a nightmare while she was working at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital before it was fixed by the City Council.
A 50-year-old drug addict turned wannabe dealer was snatched by police with £7,000 worth of drugs shoved inside his knee brace. Tito Arthur was heading back to Norwich from London after scoring heroin and cocaine for himself and to sell. But someone tipped off the police, and officers felt his collar and knee when he arrived at the station in December last year. Jailing Arthur for 3 years, Judge Anthony Bate said the defendant had an entrenched addiction to hard drugs.
CCTV will be brought in to protect a beautiful church after yobs targeted the medieval building in a 10-day rampage. St Mary and St Margaret's Church in Church Lane, Sprowston, was vandalised in April last year after a group broke into the church's kitchen, smashed up the organ, threw children's toys at the spotlight in the nave, lobbed eggs inside the building and attempted to start a blaze. A door was also damaged and offensive and racist graffiti was scrawled on paperwork inside the church during the criminal damage, in which no one was charged, according to the outgoing Sprowston vicar, the Reverend Canon Simon Stokes. The attack prompted Sprowston Parish churches to apply for Home Office cash to install CCTV and found out they were successful late last month. Reverend Stokes, 60, who gave his final service in St Mary and St Margaret's Church on February the 5th before moving to a Lowestoft parish, said, "I was very grateful for the support. It is important we can leave the church open because the church is there for the community. It is there as a quiet space for people." He added it was fortunate the attempted arson was minor after people chucked matches around and could have been much worse. The repair work after the vandalism was not too costly, and Reverend Stokes said it was believed the people behind the damage were young and known to police officers. St Mary and St Margaret's Church dates back to around the 12th century.
Worldwide smash TV show The Last of Us is being adapted into a board game by a city company after some remarkable crowdfunding success. Themeborn, based in Whiffler Road in Mile Cross, has been given the reins to turn the popular video game and recent TV series into a tabletop adventure. The initial Kickstarter pulled in more than 9,000 backers and raised £861,076 to bring the game to life.